We are moments away from Shavuos. And the question that is asked by Shavuos, which is an important question, is what exactly are we celebrating? So if you tell me, come on, that's a no-brainer, it's Zman Matan Torateinu, the time we got the Torah, I'll say to you, no. Because the Torah that we got, technically, the Luchos that we got on Shavuos were what? Were broken. So really, the time of Zman Matan Torateinu is when? Yom Kippur. Very good. It's Yom Kippur. Doing well. It's Yom Kippur. You have good teachers.
She's a good student.
Yeah, that's true. So what are we celebrating on Shavuos? So that's a good question. And there are many answers to that question. One of the approaches is what we're celebrating is the relationship. That we formed a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam on Shavuos. We say this in the Haggadah. Ilu kervanu lifnei Har Sinai. Had you brought us to Har Sinai, v'lo natan lanu et haTorah, dayenu. Why? Because the experience of Mamad Har Sinai in itself was dayenu, was enough. We formed a commitment with Ribono Shel Olam. I want to talk about a certain aspect of this commitment in a very real way. And in my humble opinion, the ideas that we're going to learn today are mamish, the yisod, hayisodos, the foundation of what Yiddishkeit is about. And if we're able to really take it in, we can be changed people. We're ready?
Yes.
Ready or not?
Parshat Emor has a very interesting pasuk, and it's found quite often, as we have Chazak this week, at the end of Vayikra. It's a theme in Sefer Vayikra as we conclude Vayikra. Pasuk says, I'm in source number one, they shall be holy to their God, and they shall not desecrate the name of their God. For the fire offerings of Hashem, the food of their God, they offer, so this, they must remain holy. So the sheets are here. There are plenty of sheets. No magnifying glasses with them, but it's the lighting. The lighting is very bad here. So the question that the Mefarshim ask, and this is Eish Tamid source 4, Ma ma'od yesh li tmor lefi zeh mahu shemamshich ha-pasuk v'omer v'lo yichalu shem elokeihem. Halo tchilat ha-pasuk v'amshecho rechokim kirchok mizrach b'ma'arav u'shtek savot shonot lahem. On the one hand, you tell me that what? Kedoshim, that you should be what? Holy to their God. And in the same breath, you say what? They shall not desecrate the God. Well, let me tell you a secret here, my friends. Holiness to God and desecration of God are where? Polar opposites. How can you even link them in the same pasuk? What are you thinking? And you find this throughout the Chumash, where you have the command to be holy and not to desecrate in the same breath. The question, it's one question for today, and it's the question. How do we understand this duality in sync with each other? And I'd like to share two answers. The second we'll just mention briefly. The first answer, how do you have Kedusha and Chilul in the same breath? They're like worlds apart. Put them in two different psukim. I'd like to give one answer on two different levels and really bring it to our lives. And the answer, in a nutshell, in 7. Achein habeyor bazehu al pi ha-yesod she'erachnu bo mispar pamim. She'la'olam ein la'adam derech memutzar. There's no middle ground in Judaism. It's either one or the other. If you're going to be kadosh shalokav, great, ve'im lo kein, if you're not going to be holding, then you're going to be falling. There's no middle ground wherever we go. Now, that's nice to say there's no middle ground, but still you may think, okay, so if I'm not holy, then I am moving toward what? Desecration. So there must be that empty space between holiness and desecration. And the answer I want to share with you today is no. And I want to explain why on two levels. So let's begin. We're not doing all the sources. That way we finish very fast and it works for everybody. Source number 10. I want to get over a point. Yeah? No, no, it gets worse.
Oh, thank you.
It's not
intense
Wednesdays. What is this? What are you going to call this?
This is Erev Shabbos Kodesh.
Okay.
Erev Shavuos. It gets much worse. Maybe you want to leave now. I want to talk about, and again, where this week is Chazak Hamilan, source 10 in the Arash, Shechozeret Pam Achar Pam Alatzma B'Seder Parshios, the word that repeats itself. There are sheets here as you come in and throughout the Parshios. Achrei Mos Kedoshim Emor is Kadosh Kedoshim Tiyu Ve'item Kedoshim Kedoshim Yulalokehem. The question we have to ask ourselves is, define Kedusha. So what we're saying is that there's a fine line between Kedusha and Chilul, so I have to define my terms. Otherwise, I'll stand. It'll make my life easier. I have your life easier. We have to define our terms so we know what we're talking about. So normally when we think of Kiddush Hashem, what comes to mind? I'll tell you what comes to my mind. I went to SAR in Riverdale. Any of you know SAR?
Yeah,
a few of you. So I went to SAR for elementary school, not for high school, wasn't around then. I'm dating myself. And let's go back to fifth grade. It's a co-ed school. We're on a yellow school bus. Are you all with me there? In front of the Natural History Museum. You're there, right there? And the teacher gets up, and there's no mic on the bus because I'm dating myself, you know, 50 years. Yeah, it's a school bus. You got it. And the teacher says, you have kippot and tzitzit. And the girls, you dress like from girls. Make sure you don't make a what? A chil Hashem. Don't yell and scream and throw things. Any of you got this same speech? Yeah?
We still do.
We still do. Okay. So that's what we think is a Kiddush Hashem and a chil. Yeah. Very good. I'm getting there. Very good.
Sorry.
Very, you're doing great. No, I'm impressed. So I want to... Yeah. I want to... You're doing great. I want to... No, it was great. I love it. I want to define our terms. And here, we're going to have a chiddush. And let's start. Source number 13. Nesiv HaShalom Shlomo HaRebbe. It's very fascinating. The Rambam has Hilchos Yosodei Torah are the foundations of Torah. And in the foundations of Torah is Emunah in Hashem, belief in Hashem, love Hashem, fear Hashem, all of that. And within those are fundamental. Love Hashem, fear, all those are fundamental. He has the laws of Kiddush Hashem. He mentions Kiddush Hashem, which is strange. I would have thought that Kiddush Hashem is somewhere, you know, in the realm of Kedusha. And he says, Humi Pnei, Shazam, and 13 in the arrow, Tafkid Klali Vikari, Shiudi Mechuyav Bo, Kol Yemei Chayav. This is something we're obligated every day of our lives. Mitzvah v'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Israel, he lo rak ba'ofen she'aku mon so lavor aveira. It's not just, you know, the non-Jew tells you, if you don't do this, otherwise I'll kill you. No. Ela zed tafkid, that's also true, but Ela in the brackets, zed tafkid klali shal yehudi. Here goes. This is it. L'kadesh et Hashem bil milchama hatmidit neged shorosh hara hanim sabo hamoscho tami lasot neged son Hashem. You know what Kedusha is? Kedusha is beating the Itzahara every time it wants you to disobey Hashem. Let's put this in English. You have a piece of Lashon Hara you want to share. Should I? You know what? I'm not perfect. I'm close to it. No, I'm not perfect, but I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. At that moment, you've just created a Kiddush Hashem. Wow. What?
In public and in private?
Doesn't matter, and I'm going to get to that. Very good point. Excellent. Moving to the circle asterisks, we know that v'chol yetzer machshavot libo rak kol hayom, our leitzahara starts up with us all day. Koach hara moshechet adam kol hayom v'boker and erev l'ra, we bring force from morning to evening. Lavor ritzon Hashem to go against the will of Hashem. V'keneged zeh ne'amar mitzvat v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, double underline, Lahavek kol hayom neged hara ra kol hayom. This is our challenge. Our challenge is this fight, this, and it's continuous. Because you know what? If it's not going to be right now that I'm speaking Lashon Hara, guess what's going to happen in 10 minutes from now? I have another opportunity. You want to see for this for the fun of it? It's a continuous thing. Since that Ifgar Tafkido shall you di the bottom of 13, Lekadeshet Hashem Aidea Kiras Hara Matsmo. Every time I rid evil from within me, I create a Kiddush Hashem. And he quotes here a Gvaldik Vort from the Chosev Lublin. And I'm in the dot in 14. By the Akedah, after the Akedah, we have the following pasuk. Avravinu vayisai nav, he opens up his eyes and he sees v'nei ayil achar ne'achaz b'tzvach b'karnav. You have an ayil achar, another ayil. The word achar doesn't belong there. It should just say, v'nei ayil, there's a ram. What is achar here? So says the Chosev Lublin is gevaltic. There are two rams in life. One ram is the Akedah. One ram is when you're moser nefesh for something incredibly hard. And that's the Kiddush Hashem. And then there's another type of ram. And that's the ram of ne'achaz b'svach b'karnav. It's caught in the thicket. Caught in the thicket are those day in, day out challenges. Do I? Don't I? Do I look? Do I not look? Do I listen? Do I not listen? All of these. That's ne'achaz b'svach b'karnav. That is also an aisle. That is also mesiras nefesh. Because what does mesiras nefesh mean? Nefesh is ratzon. I give my ratzon, my desire of what I want versus what Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and I give it over to Hashem. And he says here quite clearly in the end of 14, he says this is something that accompanies a person throughout their lives, whether in public or in private. Let's take a look at the Mesil Sisharim. Mesil Sisharim, Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter, has a whole inyan on Kiddush Hashem. This is Rav Yaakov Hillel, incredible Perush on Mesil Sisharim. The bold is Mesil Sisharim. The non-bold is his understanding. 17, thanks for asking. The branches of desecration of Hashem's name are also numerous and great, for man must be extremely careful of his master's honor. And everything he does, he should look and ponder greatly, then not bring about something which could be a desecration of the honor of heaven, God forbid. And there are many forms of chilul Hashem. Our every action should be scrutinized for possible negative ramification, as it is impossible to overestimate the gravity of an act which serves to lessen Hashem's honor. And keep in mind, it also depends on who you are. Like Rava says, for me, not to pay the butcher immediately, that's a chilul Hashem. You know, it's not just, it's a continuum. Every person we're there holding, we hold different people up to different standards, 100%. The Ramchal explains in 18:8 that the issue is that every man, according to his level, according to what he is considered to be in the eyes of the generation, must contemplate his actions in order not to do anything which is inappropriate for a person, I flip the page, like himself. Perhaps a certain act is technically permissible, although for a particular individual it could be a desecration of Hashem's name. Can anyone afford to take a chance? And he notes, continuing in 19, that those who learn Torah and those who are involved in, you know, immersion in the Torah world are held to a higher standard. And you know, people look at you, and the classic example would be talking in shul. Talking in shul is really bad. As the halachic tzvarim say, like God says, this is too much for me to handle. You're talking to Ribbono Shel Olam, and at the same time, you're schmoozing with your friend. Really bad news. So you're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and something comes to your mind. I have to share it. I'm going to forget if I don't tell you. Mm-hmm. So okay, we're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. We're in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz. So I share it. But guess what happens when I share it? I have so many eyes, what? Looking me. Well, if smiles can share, talk in shul, then what? Okay. Well, why can't I? She must know something I don't know. You know, I just had this. This had nothing to do with anything. 2 weeks ago, a young girl comes over to me in shul. I talk outside of shul, not in the shul. Let me just say that. While they're dancing l'chadodi. And she said to me, I want to thank you for being such a role model. And I look at her like, I didn't sign up for this. It's just who you are. And all of us are what? Role models. But what I'm trying to say is we are walking models of Kiddush Hashem or Chil Hashem. That's what he says in 21. On a much lower level, any Torah observant Jew who sins causes Chil Hashem, even a sin performed in utter secrecy and privacy, is a desecration of Hashem's name, regardless of the absence of an audience. My friend, we are a walking Kiddush Hashem moment by moment. And again, it's not about what others view. It's about us and our relationship with Hashem, where we are at and where we should be at.
Why is it considered a desecration?
I'm going to get to that. That's an excellent question. That has to define what desecration means. Okay? Good. So I'm not there yet, but I'm going to get there. Right now, let's put it in the positive. Every time I do the will of God over my will, that is a sanctification of Hashem's name. Let's just take a look in 19 in the arrow, and then we'll move to the desecration part. We must not delude ourselves into thinking that we live in a vacuum. We do not. Arrow 19, the behavior of a Torah Jew, and especially of a Torah scholar, will decide the attitude of society towards Torah and learning. Will they want to be like him and raise children to be like him, or will they want anything but? Now, I'll just share with you a story that I read recently of a fellow who rented a simmer, like a little cottage, near Meiron, in the summer vacation. And the first day he takes his car up to Meiron to daven by the Rashbi, and it was packed, and he tries to maneuver into a spot, and he hits the car behind him. It wasn't bad, but he damaged the light in the back. So he takes out a sheet of paper, and he writes a note. Big piece of paper, here I'm staying, here's my name, Hule. Later that day, he gets a knock at the door. The guy takes out his phone, not religious, and takes a picture of him. He says, are you the guy that left the note? Yeah. He says, I took a picture of you because I can't believe there's anyone in today's day and age that is so honest. You could have easily, what? Walked away. And I want to keep your picture in mind of that there are honest people in this world. And he comes back. It's a 300 shekel bill, not so bad. And 2 weeks later, he shows up again with his wife. You know, my wife and I have been thinking about this. We can't believe that they're honest people. If that's what religious Jews are about, we want to become religious. Wow. He didn't just hit the car, he hit the jackpot. But, you know, this is it. Yeah, we don't know. We don't. Right. And Israel, as a country, is walking on eggshells, you know, on... Okay, so Kiddush Hashem means I take an opportunity to bring God's will greater than my will. I have then sanctified Hashem's name. That obligation is an obligation that is a continuous obligation every moment of my life, private or public. That's a summary of what we've done until now. Now let's take a look still on this level. Then what is the Chil Hashem about? It's an excellent question. So I want to share with you in source 23 in the asterisks. What does the word lichalel mean? So generally we understand lichalel means chulin, to make something, what'd you say? Nullify it. But there's another word, and if you live in Israel, you know this word, chalal, very good. Chalal means an empty space. When you do a Chil Hashem, you create an empty space. which means, let's take a look in the asterisks. Ulam enosaf lekach musag chilu mechol gamat mila chalal uperushar devarim yitzirat chalal reik bedavar malay. You make something empty, which should be full. Umedidon nidan heyor vebriak ulam malay abimitzirat Hashemit barach. If the whole world is filled with the baruch shalom late atar at panui mine, there's no place devoid of God. Im kain, therefore, kasher adam chote umachti, when one sins, hare shebekachu yotzer kivyachol mitzirat. Shall eder v'chalau panui mitzur Hashem barach v'bria. You have as if removed Hashem from this place. You have put yourself in place of the Ribono Shel Olam. Now let's take this a little bit deeper. Rabbi Chaim v'Volozhin, 24. Gam le'yot yarei v'charein mitzem elavur chasom alacham mitzvotai b'barach kim local arts kvado Hashem fills the whole world. Right? You can't hide from Hashem. Ka'inyan kan shemerechas Hashem kilu makom shom made bo hu chalu panu mitzvot b'barach. If your person sins, ve'no choshesh melavur mitzvotai b'barach, and you're not afraid of going against the will of Hashem, you've basically said, I've taken Hashem literally where? Out of the picture. Chilul Hashem hi machshava sheyesh chalal umakom panui melokut. A chilul Hashem is a mindset where Hashem doesn't exist in this place. Ve'lo kiddush Hashem. A kiddush Hashem is I know Hashem is here, and therefore I need to act appropriately. So, my friends, this is pretty intense. And as Rav Dessler says, obviously, this is Gabei Atzmeinu. Hashem is obviously everywhere. But it's our mindset. A Kiddush Hashem, and this again, when we talk about what is Shavuos about, Shavuos is about we signed up to be part of Legionel Shel Melech. We're in the army of the king. When you're in the army, you have to obey by the army's rules. To say, you know, I don't feel like wearing the uniform today. That's what? What'd you say? Treason. It is treason. If we say we don't feel like doing the will of God at this moment, it's treason. And that's Chilul Hashem. I've removed Hashem from the picture. What I'm trying to say, Alyssa, don't listen, is that 24/7, we have no downtime. And this is the Chiddush for this morning. It's not Kiddush Hashem that will lead to a Chilul Hashem. It's at every moment you choose Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem. The moment I don't speak the Lashon Hara, Kiddush Hashem. The moment I say, I don't care that Hashem is listening right now, let him hear it. It doesn't bother me. At that very moment, removing Hashem from the picture, I have created a Chilul Hashem. And that's why they're said in the same breath, because they work hand in hand on a continuum, moment by moment in our lives. And there's no gray. You can have downtime.
No. But
in this case, either you're doing a mitzvah or an aveira. Which one are you choosing? What if you're not choosing? So that's a very good question. You're asking me, well, isn't there situations in life that are what? Like
neutral.
Neutral. Aren't there neutral situations in life? So again, in the neutral situations in life, we have to understand, b'shiftecha v'veitecha uv'leftecha v'aderech, we are being guided by the Ritzon HaBoreh. So even if I'm walking in Mamilla here, do you see what you see? Do you hear what you hear? Every moment, we have choices to make.
Not choosing is a choice.
Yes. I agree.
I think what we're missing a lot is accountability.
Uh-huh. And that's... Okay, so I understand, my friend. I'm being a little, maybe a little bit charif. Yes, of course there are moments in your life where you are, quote-unquote, downtime. But recognize, if you're honest with yourself, what are you doing with those moments? What are you thinking about? What's going through who and what you are? Are your thoughts about growth, Ribono Shel Olam, seeing Hashem in your life? Or is the thoughts totally about, and everything that you do in life is either bringing you further closer to Hashem or away from Hashem? We're in the army now. You know, take a guy who's on, you know, duty to guard duty. So he's watching, and he's has downtime, but he can't what? He can't close his eyes. He can't just dream about whatever he wants to, because what? He's on guard duty. We are all guards. That's the Kiddush. We are in the army of Hashem. And every moment we have the ability to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Being fully present in our lives at every moment. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tami. For sure, but the disconnected is connected. You need to have. You need to have downtime in life, otherwise you'll collapse. But I'm taking the downtime in order to what? In order to have the on time. And in my downtime, I have to make choices. What am I doing in my downtime? Just to say I have downtime in order to be able to serve Hashem better, and that then gives me a license to do whatever I want, is limited. I will add, there's a Nesivas Shalom that's well worth learning. It's in Parashat Maaseh. It talks about in Parashat Maaseh, Vayisu Vayachanu, and it lists the 42 places, Vayisu Vayachanu, and they traveled and they camped, and they traveled and they camped. Hello, why do I need they traveled and they encamped? Says the Nesivas Shalom, you can't keep on traveling in life. You need to what? You need to encamp. You need to rest. The Vayachanu is part and parcel, but the Vayachanu is part of the what? The Vayisu. Okay, that is level number one. So, and you know what, my friends? It's a mindset, it's a purview, it's something to think about. What lens do you look at this world? And if you see the Ribono Shel Olam al kol tzad v'shal at every step of the way, so all day you're just thanking the Ribono Shel Olam for all the gifts that he gives you, and you're living a life of connection. Aviva, do you want to add something? Pasuk in Zechariah says, "V'natati lecha mahalchim ben homdim eila." I'm giving you walkers among those who stand. The difference between a malach and a person, we are mahalchim, we are walkers. Ben haomdim eila are angels who stand. People move, progress. Angels are stationary. Arrow. V'hine yesha od chisaron b'amida. Why is it bad to stand still? Shaha omeid me'id b'atzmo shedai lo b'madregato. I'm happy where I'm at. Hanochechit. U'me'id b'atzmo shu'eno sho'ef lita lo v'lasige kol mashabirchoto. And I don't have a desire to go even higher and higher. The fact that all of you are on this chizuk mission is a proof that you are mahalchim. Who spends a week in Eretz Yisrael? You know, I can go on vacation. I can go much better places. No, I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to see how I can become even bigger and better. Hashifa in 30, Va'aratzon, says Rav Scheinerman, Heim chelek bilti nifrad mimahud hachayim. The desire to grow is part of what life is about. Ki ko o yesh la'adam shifot. As long as you have aspirations and ambitions, hare hu chai, you're alive. Dehainu kasher yesh ladem shifo ruchaniyot litalot b'torah b'mitzvos u'b'mitos. I want to grow my Torah and my mitzvos and my mitos. Hu mishtadel v'amalakach, I work on this. Hu zesh shechai et chayei haruach. That's living the world of spirituality. But one who has no desires and no growth in a spiritual way, it's as if he's not around. Now, let's put this in English before moving on. Let's ask ourselves the following question. I'm not asking it publicly. Are we currently working on our Kabbalahs that we took on in Rosh Hashanah? Now, if a person says, when they hear this question, Kabbalahs Rosh Hashanah, gee, what were they? This year? Last year? Gosh, I think
that was our question before you asked
it. Then that's an indication that we haven't what? We're not holding. Because if it really was something that we felt was important, it would be on our what? It'd be on our radar, exactly. It would be on our radar. And these are the questions we have to ask ourselves. If we would ask the question, if I would go over to somebody and say, you know, can I ask you a personal question? What Mida are you working on right now? Mida? Now? What are you talking about? That's also an indication. Where am I holding? As a friend of mine used to say, how's your garden growing? It's growth. It's moving forward. So you may answer me, well, I'm not working on a mida, but I'm working on a mitzvah, right? But I'm working on something. You know, a friend of mine told me she's giving a course in spiritual growth. And she gave three classes, and a woman came over to her after the third class and said, I think I'm dropping out. You know, and she said, fine, you want your money back? Can I just ask why you're dropping out? She says, I'm 60 years old. If I haven't gotten this done till now, where am I going now? And she looked at her and saying, like, what'd you say? Where are you growing now? I'm just beginning. We're always just beginning. Now here, Rav Scheinerman points out in 31, he says, the Mishnah Masechet Avos says, Chaviv Adam Sheniv Rabbit Selim, Chiba Yitzera, no doubt lo Sheniv Rabbit Selim. We are created in the image of Hashem, and we have the responsibility of creating a world of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Here goes, double underline the whole paragraph. V'tefkido shel bechir, Mifchar habruim ha'adam l'kadesh et Hashem b'chol ma'asav alichotav. We have to create a kiddush Hashem in everything we do. U'memela im hu'eino mekayim etafkido. If we're not living up to our potential, which is every moment, how we can become the best people we can be, because God put me on planet Earth to be mekadesh shem shemayim, it's as if it's a chilul Hashem. Why? Because you're taking the very world that Hashem has given you as a gift, and he's given you this world in order to grow and create Kedusha in this world. And this very world that he's gifted you with, you are taking it and you are usurping it for your own personal needs, desires, whatever word you want to use. That is a Chilul Hashem. Which means that the moment, and again, downtime to uptime, yes. But if I'm not working on myself as a person, if I don't wake up in the morning and set my GPS of what's your destination for today, and all I say is I just want to survive today, so then I've taken this beautiful world, which was given to me as a gift, and I'm using it for something else. Rav Mansur has a sefer on Pesach, and it's not about Pesach, it's about life. He says in 32, be a matzah. The message in life, we have to be a matzah, not a chametz. Matzah, something's always happening to it. It's always being worked on. Similarly in life, we have a great potential. We must always elevate ourselves to reach our potential. We can never be satisfied. We can never be satiated. The problem with most people is that they're comfortable and they think, Baruch Hashem, I'm on a nice level. I learn Torah. I go to some shirim. I give a little charity. They're happy with the level they're on. They aren't interested in working on themselves to improve. They're just like chametz. They want to be on the counter and just be left there. This is the difference in 33 between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu started out as an Ish Mitzri, landed up in Ish Elokim. Noach started out as an Ish Tzadik and landed up as an Ish Adama. 35, the ladder of Yaakov Avinu. The ladder is the ladder of spirituality. There are people going up on the ladder. There are people going down on the ladder. The Gra points out many people are under the misconception that there are three directions, up, down, and neutral. No, there are only two directions, either going up or going down. There's no such thing as being neutral. It's an impossibility. If you're neutral, you're going down. This can be compared to an airplane with four engines. The engine takes the airplane up high, 36,000 feet. But what would happen if the engine shut down? It's not going to coast. What will happen to the plane? Yep. When the engines are off, you don't coast. When the engines are off, you fall. And similarly in life, when one is making inroads in religion and working and elevating himself, and obviously it's a continuum, he will grow. But if he wants to stay on his level, he will fall. The nature of man is to be lazy because we're made of the latest element on earth, which is dust. There's nothing lazier than dust. Human beings are made out of that. It's our nature not to move. When a person sits in the couch and asks, could you bring me something? And he replies, nah, I'm too tired. Where does that come from? It comes from the dust. But remember, when a person is lazy and suffices with that level he is on, he automatically begins to fall. This is how the Gra explains. Orach Chaim, the way of life, l'malo l'maskil, is higher than you can imagine. The amount of things you can accomplish in life is limitless. And what do you gain by always rising high? It'll keep you from falling into the depths, because if you don't elevate yourself, you will fall. There's no power. There's either mint or milk. There's no parking. There's no neutral, either driving north or south. And this, in 38, is a very famous idea of Reb Tzedek HaKohen, that Hashem created the world where everything is round. Very idea we've spoken about many times. If you look at the world is round, if you look at the fruit and vegetables, go down with me down the aisle, the watermelon, the cucumber, the tomato, the orange, the apple. Are you seeing the round shapes and everything? Take a look at the human body, the face, the fingers. Some of us are rounder than others, but we're all round. Why is that? So Reb Tzedek says, because when something is round, and you put it on a table, it will move. It doesn't stand still. It's constantly moving. We create angles, which is where you stay put. Life is about being round and not staying still. 39, you take a cucumber, you put it in a jar and seal it, and then it becomes a pickle. That's good for a cucumber. But when a human being pickles himself, it's dangerous. When a human being preserves himself, if he locks himself in and doesn't want to change, if he argues that this is what I do, this is our way, I don't want to change, he's in danger. It may be true that this was the way, but now we have to update, just like our computer. Everything in life needs to be updated. To move to the next madriga, you can't stand still. You must be like a ball that's always rolling somewhere. This, my friends, is our challenge. So let's just summarize what we've seen and add 1.5 ideas, and we'll call it a day. I'm really focusing in on us and Shavuos. I'm trying to inspire, not overwhelm, inspire, empower. Empower is a better word. That we have the ability at every moment to make a Kiddush Hashem in our lives. And every time we overcome, and it's a struggle, and no one else sees it, it's a privacy. I'm going to say this bracha, I'm going to have kavan in this bracha, no one sees this. It's a Kiddush Hashem. And I'm working on myself, and it's hard, and it takes time. Kiddush Hashem. And this is where it's at. If I say, you know what, today I just want to lay low. And again, sometimes you need to lay low. But how long does it take? With the intention of growing up, 100%. This is the aspect of not like I'm this lady who says I'm just turning off for life. You know, 60, I reached it. At that moment, you've turned a Kiddush Hashem into a Chil Hashem. You've taken the world Hashem has given you, and you've desecrated it. I just want to end with 1.5 ideas. 42 and 43 is a fascinating idea that the Netziv points out. That you can have a Kiddush Hashem and a Chil Hashem in the very same thing. Where let's say a Kohen, who is exalted from the rest of the people, he walks around arrogant. So yes, he has to have a certain stature. He is a what? He's a Kohen. But if he walks around with arrogance, then he has created a Chil Hashem. So in the very same aspect, you can create a Kiddush Hashem, a Chil Hashem. And he says, as well as Mitzkenius Bonan brings, that you can have this by the Chagim. You turn Purim into a carnival. You've taken something holy and you've desecrated it. And for us, we're around the corner to Shavuos. Of course you have to talk about cheesecake recipes. Like, what else is there to talk about? But it can't only be cheesecake recipes. Because then you've turned Shavuos into what? Into a cheesecake. You've turned something holy into something that you've lost all the meaning of that holiness. So again, it's like in the very same aspect, it's a fine line. So I'd like to end with a piece from Arise and Aspire, which I brought with me if anyone doesn't yet have it. It is one of the best books out there because I wrote it. So if anyone doesn't have it, I have. where this is really the first bracha that we say every morning. The first bracha is that Hashem gives us the ability to discern between day and night. Perhaps our greatest personal challenge is being able to look at ourselves with critical honesty. Are we convincing ourselves that we're living a wholesome Torah life when we have merely created an illusion of spirituality? Every day we must make an accounting. Do we live our lives in a non-confused hodgepodge, of light and darkness, or do we strive for clarity and authenticity? For this, we need your Shiata Deshmaya. However, we need to want to live with the truth of Torah. Concentrate on divine being in your core and let it lead you throughout your day. And I think this is the key. When we say this bracha in the morning, we're asking Hashem, give me the wisdom to discern between light and dark. Give me the wisdom to discern in every situation, how can I be able to find the godly spark in this situation, to see the goodness in the situation, how can I grow? And when we have that mindset in mind, when we begin, it just enables us to then live our day in a more focused type of way. I'm here to grow. I'm here to connect. I'm here to look for opportunities to be part of Legiono Somelech, the army of the king. Adkan. Thank you.